Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
And a pleasant good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Saints Coaches Show on this Monday night, a regular kind of a not your typical show because of the game on Thanksgiving Thursday and the next game on this Thursday. So we're kind of a tweener as we'll be looking ahead more towards the Dallas game on Thursday night. We will have, of course, not Sean Payton because it is a short week of work, so Sean Payton is working on the Cowboys. We will have Saints Executive Vice President and General Manager Mickey Loomis join us. And then a little later, Dan Dalrymple, who's been with the team since 2006, the head strength and conditioning coach. So we'll talk to both of them about this week, getting ready, ending this losing streak, and finishing up the rest of the season. Because after the Dallas game, it's like another little mini bye. You have 10 days. That's kind of the treat to playing a short week and then the Dallas game 7 days later, then a 10-game break before you travel to New York to take on the Jets. Some news of the day, and certainly the Saints are one of these teams that can relate to what Dallas is going through, is that they are dealing with a COVID outbreak in Dallas. Head coach Mike McCarthy tested positive. He will not be on the sidelines Thursday night here at Caesars Superdome. This all started, I believe, Sunday when their offensive tackle, Terrence Steele, tested positive. And then following closely by that are four assistant coaches. So the head coach and then four assistant coaches, offensive line coach Joe Philbin, assistant offensive line coach Jeff Blasco, offensive assistant Scott Tolzien, and Harold Nash, who is their strength and conditioning coach. So Saints went through it with the Carolina Panthers early in this season, and it was very, very difficult as we talked to them in the days and the weeks after that. And so we'll see if there's kind of what kind of impact. We'll see how the Saints and the Cowboys both have to deal with that. For the Cowboys, they've had – it's not something brand new for them. They've had eight players this year miss at least one game due to COVID. So have to wait and see. Right, Bobby? I mean, it's every team every team has kind of had to deal with it, but none more really than at least the extensiveness of the Saints and Cowboys to have that many coaches miss a game.
Well, if you look at Dallas, they've been missing members of their staff because of COVID for the third time in four games. Running back coach Skip Pete was out of Atlanta on November the 14th. So they've dealt with this as of late. Like I said, third time in four games. And you know what we have to do and turn around is that Kat Terrell with Athletic, she had texted this or put this out. The Saints have put up less than 200 yards of offense just four times in a regular season under coach Sean Payton. And two of those games were from this year. You know, the other contests were in Dallas in 2018, Seattle in 2013. But a look as if we played Dallas as of late, it's been defensive battles. I mean, when you look at a 2018 19 is like 12 to 10, 13 to 10. It'd be interesting to see if our defense comes to play. We might see that kind of game, because I still think if we're going to do anything this season, our defense just can't be good or very good. We got to be outstanding. We got to be great. Tim Hill, Trevor Simeon, whoever's at quarterback, our defense has to be dominant. And our defense was not dominant against the Bills. I was disappointed at that, as we gave up 62% on third down. And, you know, we just have to be better. And we got to take the football away. You know, that's going to be the bottom line to win this type of game. And we have to convert on third down. We have not been good all season in that category. And you cannot have 64 total yards in the first half like we had against the Bills. You know, we ended up with 190. So the bottom line is that we're going to have to do well on offense, but I think we're going to have to be outstanding defensively against a team like Dallas.
Who is also, we've talked about coaches that will not be there, and one of the offensive linemen, but they'll be getting back Amari Cooper, wide receiver, and CeeDee Lamb.
Right.
Both of those guys were out against Vegas, and those two in and of themselves join a group of Cedric Wilson, Michael Gallup, Noah Brown. This is probably overall top to bottom the deepest wide receiver core this secondary has faced.
Yeah, if you look at it, it's going to be a big challenge to Marshawn Lattimore and what we expected from him. We need him to be dominant. And usually that he is motivated in this type of game. We're going to need Paulson and Debo, Bradley Roby. We're going to need them
to come
up big time. We need them all hands on deck. We need everybody to come up big. And that's why I don't look at this slump where we're at right now as an excuse. Because really, I mean, our defense has been there. I mean, Chauncey Gardner-Johnson is not available. Offensively, we're struggling. But the Saints are riding their first four-game losing streak since 2015. But to me, the defense has somewhat let us down. You might say, well, they're always on the field when you look at time of possession. But I don't know, why don't you force a three and out, or, you know, get off the field? I think who's been discouraging to me and not played up to par is like David Onyemata. David Onyemata has not lived up to me. I've seen him miss tackles, not being the dominant player that we need him to be. And hopefully he turns that around, because we need him, whether he's in the middle or he's on the edge, to be that kind of dominant player.
Bobby, let's take a break, and then we'll talk with Executive Vice President and General Manager Mickey Loomis, the Saints and the Cowboys, 720 national audience on Thursday. A big one for both football teams. The Saints have lost four straight. Dallas has lost three of four. We'll be back after a break here on the New Orleans Saints Radio Network. Welcome back to the Saints Coaches Show. Mike Hoss and Bobby Hebert is in Mississippi. Joining us now, Saints Executive Vice President and General Manager Mickey Loomis. And Mickey, we were talking, Bobby and I, just briefly, and just, you know, it's kind of a part of football these days, and certainly your team went through it against Carolina, and that's the number of coaches that will be out, including head coach Mike McCarthy for Thursday night's game because of the COVID situation. You know, you guys can certainly know what they're going through.
Yeah, that's a tough circumstance. And look, I think part of the toughest part about that is that, you know, when that happens, you're testing every day. And so you're just on eggshells, because each day, you know, you're just waiting for that call that tells you somebody else is out, you know. So
yeah,
it's very taxing mentally. And obviously, you know, when you're missing coaches, that puts the workload on some other guys, and it's you know, on the surface, I think, you know, the average fan or the person out there would say, they're just missing a couple guys, everybody else will pick up the slack, no big deal. But it is a big deal. You know, it's very taxing, both physically and mentally, on your staff, and I don't wish it on anyone.
Now, you know, Mickey, is this totally out of y'all control? I'm looking through 10 games. Deontay Harris, the Saints' leading receiver, 427 yards, 27 catches. He didn't miss one game with the Seattle game due to a hamstring injury. But I'm looking at, like, the collective bargaining agreement. See, sometimes fans don't understand this. Well, he's never been in trouble. Maybe they might give him one game. But when I read this, the minimum suspension for violations of laws involving alcohol in the new collective bargaining agreement is 3 games, which is the limit of suspension the league handed down to Deontay Harris. That was according to the NFL Network. But I know when you talk about anything that's collectively bargained, I mean, that's true to form. And the previous minimum was 2 games, but the new CBA is like 3 games. So do you have any idea when Devontae Harris would be available or not available?
Well, look, I don't have a lot to say about that. Obviously, it's that's a decision that's in the league's hands between the union and the league. I know, he's appealed that, and they'll, obviously be hearing, and he's not suspended until after the appeal. So, we're just going to have to wait and see and see how that plays out. It's an unfortunate circumstance. But look, there's a consequence to any behavior, and this happens to be the one for Deontay. It's a hard lesson to learn, and obviously it impacts not just himself, but the team.
Now, Mickey, obviously you get kind of spoiled as a member of the Houdat Nation, the fan base, with Drew Brees and everything, and then you think you have some stability, offensive side of the football. The Saints have been outscored 94-22 in the first 3 quarters of their past 4 games. I mean, then you're behind the 8-ball. Then you always have to have these, miraculous comebacks, but it is a comeback in the fourth quarter. So do you think maybe with a quarterback change that Taysom Hill could make a difference? I know he's dealing with the plantar fasciitis, my understanding, with his foot. But is that a spark maybe you might need? Because offensively, you cannot afford to always be playing catch-up and have to work magic in the fourth quarter.
Yeah, look, I think this, Bobby, when you go through, a losing streak, look, you're looking for answers everywhere, and it's not all about one thing. It never is. It's in our league, in any league, it's hard to win if you don't get off to a good start, and we haven't gotten off to good starts in the last 4 games, and so we've been in that position of kind of having to abandon the game plan and the way that we want to play to win games, in order to try to make a comeback. And I think in our first, 5-6 games, we had a pretty good formula going, and it was get off to a good start. It was, ball possession. It was not making mistakes. And obviously, the last 4 games, it hasn't gone our way. So we need to try to get back to that formula in whatever way possible. And look, I know this. It won't be for lack of effort by our coaches and players.
Mickey, I know you can't speak specifically to injuries, and I'm not asking about that. I'm just asking from a general manager standpoint. Had to be a good feeling today to stand out there and watch some players come back to the field, come back to practice.
Yeah, well, look, this has been just one of those years. Some of it's circumstantial. I've in my career, because my career has been pretty long, I have had occasion where we've had years where you have a lot of injuries to a specific position. But look, we've had 73 games missed by starters so far in 11 games. And, there's only about 230 starts available if you take 22 times, the number of games. So a third of our team's been missing, in these games, and that's just hard to overcome. I mean, you win games in any sport, and particularly pro sports, with talent, with preparation, and with effort. And look, I don't fault our preparation and our effort, but I believe we have a talented roster. I think we all do, but when they're not available, that's sometimes a tough thing to overcome. And I think that we've been able to do that at times, but it's also an uphill battle at times too.
Now, Mickey, looking at obviously Alvin Kamara and Mark Ingram, that 1-2 punch returning to the lineup. It looks like they'll be ready to roll come Thursday night. And you got Armstead and you got Ryan Ramczyk. I mean, it seems like that we've prided ourselves the way the team is structured, that we're going to win in the trenches on the offensive and defensive line. Now, the one thing I want the defensive coaches to challenge David Onyemata, because I think David Onyemata has not played up to par considering what he's done in the past. I mean, I know you could get on him and he would respond. He wouldn't go in the tank. But it's amazing to me that I think where we're at right now, our defense can't be just good or very good. We got to be a great defense. And hopefully that's the case come Thursday night against Dallas. And I'm looking at the previous games. I don't know, it's been 12 to 10, 13 to 10. Well, hopefully that's the case and we're on top. It doesn't matter if you're not scoring in the 20s, as long as that scoring defense is down. But I think it's a big challenge for our defense, considering I think they got embarrassed by the Bills.
Yeah, obviously, you know, we have high expectations for David, and unfortunately, you know, he missed six games, the first six games, and you know, that's a long period to be away from football and then try to step in and perform at the highest level. But we do have expectations for him. He has expectations for himself. And, you know, you're right. We have to, in order to win these games, we're going to have to play great defense. And we're capable of that. I don't think there's any question. But, you know, there's also guys on the other side of the ball, and the Bills have a really good offense. They showed that to us last Thursday night, and we know that Dallas comes in here with I think the number one offense in our league in terms of yards. So they're high-powered, and they're getting some of their players back, too. I think they're getting their receivers back. So it'll be a tough challenge, I think our guys are up for it.
You're right, Mickey. They are getting Amari Cooper back. He had been on the COVID list, and CeeDee Lamb coming back as well as defensively, DeMarcus Lawrence. So they're losing some, getting some back. It's kind of the nature of the game. Need to step aside. We take a break here. We'll come back more with Saints Executive Vice President and General Manager Mickey Loomis after the break here on the New Orleans Saints Radio Network. Welcome back to the Saints Coaches Show. Mike Hoss, along with Bobby Hebert and Saints Executive Vice President and General Manager Mickey Loomis. And Mickey, without getting into the numbers, because quite frankly, the numbers make my head spin, but the process of signing and getting the contract for Taysom, I guess just because it's such a unique deal, it's such a hybrid deal and unique and of its own. What was that like?
That's a good question. It was a little more difficult and a little more unusual simply because of he's such a unique player and the things that he's done for us have been unique. And so, his agent did a great job with our people, with Kai and myself, trying to come up with a formula for, if he does, these certain things, then here's the value behind that. And if he becomes the full-time quarterback, then there's a value associated with that. So it was a little more difficult than most. And look, oftentimes, you have a lot of contracts around the league and a lot of players around the league that you can point to and compare with. And that's how you come up with value, because obviously if you're not a free agent, you can't go out in the market and determine what your value is. So, we have to come up with what we think it is. The agent comes up with what they think it is, and then we try to come up with a compromise in between that usually. And so this was a little different because you can't look around the league and say, he compares to, this guy or that guy based upon the all the things that he does for us and as well as some of the intangibles that go with that.
Now, Mickey, the one thing that we started out outstanding. I said, if we play at this level, there's no way we can't win double digits or be a postseason team. When you're first in red zone offense, first in red zone defense, then we were up there plus +7 in the giveaway takeaway ratio. But it seems like we've trending in the other direction when I'm looking like we plus +1 right now in the turnover margin. And then I'm looking at where the Bills are at. you know, plus 10. And then I'm looking at Dallas on the plus side, like plus 4. So to me, that's going to be critical. You know, a lot of fans don't want to hear that. But, no, are we plus 1? And even though we're a plus 1 against the Bills, we were inefficient in other areas. But normally, if you're on that plus side and that turnover margin, you're going to win a lot of games. And I think that could be the case with Dallas come this Thursday night.
Yeah, Bobby, look, I think you're right on point here. Listen, the number one statistic for winning, you know, and correlating that to winning is the turnover takeaway ratio, right? We've been good at that. We've been good at that for a number of years, and we have to be good at that now. We're not going to win shootouts at this point. So we have to be good in that area. And we've been really good in the red zone, both offensively and defensively, and that's a good formula. Over the years, that formula has proven out, so we have to get back to that. We have to get back to that formula. We have to improve on third downs, time of possession, those types of things that win football games.
Now, Mickey, when I look at, obviously, Marshawn Lattimore, we count on him, and it seems like depending on who he's covering, is he highly motivated overall? You look at Diggs and CeeDee Lamb, whatever might come about in the Dallas game. But what is your mindset? Because it seems like they're kind of splitting reps right now. Paulson Adebo being the rookie and Bradley Roby. I still think there's a lot of promise in Bradley Roby, looking at him against the Bills, 8 total tackles. He had the most unassisted tackles with 7. He ended up with an interception, a pass defended. So I could see on the back end, nothing against Paulson Adebo, but maybe Bradley Roby getting more opportunities alongside of Marshawn Lattimore. But you really need more than 2 cornerbacks. You got to have 3 or 4 or whatever, depending on your assignment and what you're doing defensively. But I think it hasn't been as quickly as Jackrabbit, but I think Bradley Roby looks like a promising player that we're able to get.
Yeah, I agree with that, Bobby. And look, I think that when you look at the roster, you know, you would, I think one of the strengths of our team is that we have some back end players that are quality NFL players. And look, you know, the one silver lining, if there is a silver lining behind the injuries, is that we're getting. Playtime for a lot of young players, and I think, you know, ultimately that's good for them. And Paulson Adebo is one of those guys that's gotten to play a lot, and I think, you know, we like his development. We like some of the things we've seen from him. Obviously, you know, we have to live through some, you know, rookie mistakes and some inexperience, but I think there's a lot of young players that are getting time, that are doing some good things, and you know, Pete Werner and Cesar Ruiz and you know, Marcus Callaway and Carl Granderson, Adam Troutman before he got hurt was doing some good things, and Landon Young had a real good, you know, it was his one opportunity. It was unfortunate that he got hurt because I thought he did some good things in that game, and Peyton Turner, you know, was making some strides so before he was injured. So I think if there's one silver lining about the injuries is we're getting to see and develop some young players that are going to play a lot of good football for the Saints down the road.
Mickey, you had such a great halftime situation this past week, and the emotional one with Drew Brees actually being there and doing that. This week, a little different, but certainly as emotional, if not more. Sam Mills, who passed in 2005, will go into the Ring of Honor and become your 7th member. And, man, there's just, you know, everybody on that ring is quality people, and Sam will be a perfect fit.
Yeah, he will. You know, man, you know, I want to go back to the halftime this last week with Drew, and you know, the one thing that was kind of difficult about last year, and that being his last season, is that we didn't have a lot of fans in the stands, so it wasn't, you know, kind of a fitting end for all he's meant to, you know, the organization, the city, and all the things that he's done for the club. And so it was really gratifying to see him, you know, have that moment with our fans At halftime, I thought it was perfect. It wasn't overdone. It was just perfect brew, really, to be honest with you. And I loved the reception that he got. And look, our fans stayed in their seats in order to honor him, and it was very fitting. I remember having a conversation with Jim Mora and Bobby. This is more up your alley than mine, but look, I asked him about Sam Mills two or three seasons ago. He was at training camp and we were talking, and I certainly remember Sam Mills from my time in Seattle. He was a player here, but we spent probably 35 or 40 minutes just talking about Sam Mills and what he meant to the Saints, what he meant to that defense, and Jim just went on and on about him as a player, how tough he was, how smart he was, just the heart and soul of that defense in a lot of ways, despite the size. And in fact, the size probably made him what he was as a player. And so I'm really excited that he's going to be in the Ring of Honor. It's certainly should have come before this time, but we've just established that, and we want to make it a special thing. And that's why there's so few members in there so far, and he is certainly deserving, and I'm excited that he's going to be in there on Thursday night.
And finally,
Mickey, the one thing about Sam, it was like, I don't know if Sam Mills ever had an enemy. I mean, and I say this, he led the Bible study we'd have in the locker room and all that, and if you had a problem with Sam Mills, you better look in the mirror. Because Sam Mills was an unbelievable warrior on the field, SOB, but off the field, you couldn't have a better ambassador. I mean, he was unbelievable how he could turn it on and off. I see a lot of tough players, and they can't turn it off. Sam Mills could do that, and the Dome Patrol, and how he would lead them, Ricky Jackson, Pat Swilling, and Von Johnson. He was really the quarterback of that defense. And well-deserved Sam Mills. If anybody hates Sam Mills, you just a hater. Nobody should not love Sam Mills. You got to be – are you kidding me? What's wrong with you?
You're right
Sam
about
Mills
that.
Sam Mills is awesome.
You're right about that.
Look, it really says something that, he's obviously in our Ring of Honor, and he's in Carolinas, and he wasn't in Carolina for a long time as a player, but – obviously, Bobby, they thought so much of him that they made him part of their Hall of Fame, Ring of Honor.
Right. Statue
so
as well.
It says a lot when someone like that is in two different ones. And obviously, we want to claim him as a Saint because of the time he spent here. And I'm excited about it, and I hope his family is as well.
Mickey, we appreciate the time. Huge game Thursday. Best of luck. Beat the Cowboys, and we'll talk to you soon.
All right, thanks, Mickey. Beat the Cowgirls. Yes, beat them.
Let's pause. Let's go to stations now for our station identification. And coming up next, we'll talk to the man who's been on the coaching staff well, just about as long as anyone there, along with Coach Payton, head strength and conditioning coach Dan Dalrymple. We'll talk to him next on the New Orleans Saints Radio Network.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.